These are text messages that were exchanged between Tiger Woods and Jamie Grubbs, who is number two. And playing the part of Tiger Woods, we'd like to welcome in Mike Reiner.
And thank you. I'm nice to be here.
Playing the part of Jamie Grubbs, introducing me, Rich Phillips.
Yes. Always play the woman.
All right, so this is we'll start off with one text in which Tiger pesters her to admit that she has a boyfriend and asked if she'd slept with a friend of hers.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I don't even have someone I'm dating. No, you can be my boyfriend. Wink.
Then I am.
I wish.
Quiet and secretively, we will always be together.
Oh, seedy.
When do you get the next one? I see you too.
When was the last time you got laid?
That's the end of that string, unfortunately. We didn't get an answer. Earlier that same night, Woods asked Grubbs when she last had a date, and he promises to, quote, wear her out the next time they see each other. So we'll start off with Jamie.
Miss you.
Now that's hot. So who is your new boy toy?
No new boy toy, still running dry. Been on two real dates in the past 2 months. Wink.
I need you.
Then get your tight ass over here and visit me.
Really?
I need you.
I will wear you out soon.
How soon? I got a new piercing.
Really? Where?
I just sent you a pic of it. It's on my cheek. Below my eye, implanted a little diamond.
Send it again. I didn't pick up on that. You just need some attention from me.
All right, and another Tiger asked Grubbs if she slept with a friend of hers on his birthday.
I drove out for the night to surprise a friend with a present for their birthday.
What kind of present? Your naked body?
Ha ha, no, a watch. I slept alone.
Alone with him, that is.
Ha ha, I wish.
That sounds like a bird.
Woods also seemingly tried to warn Grubbs that he might not want... what?
Might not be.
That he might not be what she was expecting, referring to himself as, quote, bone thugs in harmony after he'd canceled a date on her.
Hmm.
Is it Orange County time yet?
Oh, stop.
And there's a wink in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a wink.
God, what mindless exchanges these are.
Ha, ha, ha. I know, but you canceled on me last time, so the anticipation is killing me. I'm finding myself watching SportsCenter. Ha, ha, JK, it isn't that bad.
It's never been that bad.
Very true. I only watch football.
Figured you would say that. Big black guys.
Really? Grubbs' phone is exploding right now.
Tiger!
People texting him.
You are my first, last, and only black guy. You should feel special.
Why do I not believe that?
Later, in response to Jamie's mention of a date who was, quote, full of himself, Tiger says...
You kind of like that for some reason, which is weird why you decided on me. Having an Asian mother and a military father, you cannot and will not ever be full of yourself.
I have fun with you. You always make me smile, and I am not afraid to be by myself or say anything to you. The day I met you, I thought you were going to kick me out a few times.
Well, it's a long text, isn't it?
But for some reason you didn't, and you have told me numerous times I talk too much, but slowly as I get to know you, I think you're absolutely amazing.
You were wrong. I'm Bone Thugs in Harmony.
What does that
mean? What is that?
It's a rap group. I don't know exactly what it means. It's not an adjective. It's a rap group.
You don't use that to describe yourself very often?
Nah, just take the harmony off. I'm just Bone Thugs.
Let's see. In another exchange, Woods asked Grubbs to take a dirty photo of herself and send it to him.
Send me something very naughty.
Some things are worth waiting for, LOL. Besides, I'm at work.
Go to the bathroom and take it.
Disgusting.
Ha ha, you're too much.
Later that day, after they seemed to have hooked up, Grubbs texts him right after he left, asking her to come back, and then he refers to himself as, quote, Blasian.
Are you leaving me because your wife is still in Newport? Wink, I am lonely now. I like falling asleep in your arms.
Sorry, baby, I just can't sleep. It's just a problem I have.
She is not...
She is not here. They left this morning.
Well, I appreciate you not wanting to wake me up, but if you couldn't sleep, I would have rather sat up and talked to you more. Find out why I keep falling more and more for you. Wink.
Because I'm Blasian. Wink.
Blasian. So he's taken the caw out of it.
Yeah.
He's right. Black and Asian.
Right.
You know, it's funny, and he said the thing about big black men a couple of texts ago. He doesn't want to be political and all that and declare himself one race unless he's texting, unless it works for him with this girl. Then he's black or he's Blasian.
Yeah, it's just to his advantage.
Right.
Yeah, I'm black from the waist down.
But whenever anyone asks him to take a social stand or, hey, what are you here? Or do you want to represent this group? He can't have any of that.
No. But texting a girl,
yeah.
Go for it.
All right, he continues. I'm sorry, babe. I'm already home.
I'm putting my underwear back on. That's a no-no. Come take them off.
Wink, you are too funny.
All this winking.
So there you go, a dramatic reading.